All right. We got one more to go. Well, you talk about a program that certainly has a lot of pride, a school that has a lot of pride, and it was somewhat restored last year. The Clearview Clippers, they ran the table in the regular season, got back to postseason football, something that they're used to. And Mike Collier, the head coach of Clearview, joins us here at the Brew Kettle to kind of close things out, our final coach of the night. And, Mike, first of all, I know it's a year late, but congratulations on that great season. I mean, as I said, you kind of restored it. The Clearview was used to winning football and used to postseason appearances. And so now how do you build off that from 2017?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. It was a great year. It was good to get back on top, and it's something we've been pushing for. We've had a couple great years of just classes that have tried to build that leadership and stuff, and I think it's starting to rub off on a lot of the young men that are in our program right now, and really looking forward to this year.
Now, when you lose a postseason game, even though it hurts, you got there. Is that now a building block to say, okay, guys, we know what it takes to get there. Now we want to go a step or two further. So how do you do that?
Absolutely. I think the guys have really taken to heart what happened in the postseason. They saw a different level of football, and they want to take it another level. So they're very proud of what happened last year, but they don't want to rest on that. They want to get better and take it another notch up.
Who are some key guys, both returnees and or guys that are either coming up from JV or newcomers?
Oh, we're very fortunate to have a lot of great contributors from last year back this year. Start off with our captains, Drew Engel, one of our running backs who's had a tremendous amount of success over the 4 years he's been here. So it's going to be his senior year. We have Brandon Moore, who's one of our offensive anchors on the line. Julian Colbert is going to be a great player for us on the defensive side of the ball, defensive lineman. We have Avery Cruz, who's an offensive lineman, linebacker, and David Renfley, who's going to also be a running back and linebacker for us. So those five guys are just a few of the guys that have really built the character of our program and our kids that are in the program, and it's going to be fun to watch.
So you and your staff get together and or players, and you say, guys, this is our strength. We hang our hat on this. What's that going to be this year?
Well, we try to take it back to old school Clearview football, physicality, and we've had a tremendous competition throughout camp so far, and offense and defense, we're really pushing each other. These guys are beating each other up right now, but it's gonna pay off when we start playing games that count.
Tom,
Mike, I remember last year you were, and I'm going to put you on the spot here because I think you talked about potential of this team, but I don't know if you were sandbagging us or if you in your head thought if we get on a roll, this could be something special. Talk to me about that a little bit, because I remember very vividly the conversation last year, and you know, you weren't coming out and saying, listen, this is a team that can take us back to the playoffs. You were kind of weren't showing your cards much, but tell me about how that progressed for you.
No, we go back to the old adage of talent. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. We had talent last year. I wasn't sure of how it was going to pan out. You know, how the relationships on the team would pan out and the mix that would go on, the chemistry. And those guys did. They really took it up a notch, and I think, you know, confidence plays a huge role in a teenage young man's life. And those guys built some confidence early on. We took it on the chin the first week against Amherst, but we realized what our weaknesses were. And those guys, to their credit, they came back week two and just said, "Okay, we're gonna work on those weaknesses," and they didn't look back.
So, where does this program go this year? What do you say this now makes us a successful program coming off that playoff year?
Well, I think in doing it back-to-back years, it'll show the growth of our program. And our kids are dedicated to trying to repeat last year. We've talked about it. We're not going to rest on last year. This year does not care about what happened last year. So it's important for us to continue to work hard on a day-to-day basis and be there for each other. It's real easy to say, okay, we're going to do it on Friday nights, but it's the day in, day out, doing it in the weight room, doing it in the practice field, when it's 90 degrees outside and you don't feel like being out there. It's doing it in the classroom, doing it out in the community and being a good person. And it's doing the day-to-day things that I think will make our program stronger.
And you open up against Amherst, as you said. That's obviously a big game, just rivalry-wise, and just the way that Mike has been able to kind of get that thing going after 1 year. So how anxious do you sense your kids are to get this thing going and come back and take on an Amherst team that, as you said, certainly, you know, that gave you a bitter pill last year?
It is. It's something the kids are eager to get back at. They understand that it's, you know, it's a bigger program, and they've had a lot of success. I think they're going to be a better team this year than they were last year, which is, you know, all the credit to Coach Pastorello. He's done a great job with them, and it's up to us to take it up a notch. Last year, I think we ran into some depth problems, and we kind of ran into a wall towards the end of the second quarter there, with some of our kids playing two ways. So it's important for us to make sure that we're in the best shape we can possibly be week one. And we got to have some depth and some guys that can spell each other. We got to make sure that there's more than 11 guys contributing.
Tom, final question.
Well, that's what I was just going to kind of refer to. Talk to me about the depth a little bit, because obviously, and it's not just Amherst. It's depth throughout the season, Mike. And the key to a 9-1 season, or to, you know, is that you've got a little bit of depth at some times, and maybe that's the key in a playoff run too. So. How are the numbers, and how do you feel about that?
Yeah, and that's been really encouraging this summer. We've had, you know, we're up to, I think we have 52 guys on our squad right now, and the competition that we're facing right now, you know, we're almost having ones against ones almost on offense and defense, and that's, you know, that's unheard of at a smaller school. So I think it's made us better, and I think our guys are going to, you know, that's helped our depth. We have much more depth, I think, than we had last year.
Terrific. Well, again, I know it's been a long night for you, although you were at the party table. You know, you were at the table that we heard all the good stuff was going on. You and DJ and Ward and Griswold.
Oh, yeah. Then you throw Mad Dog in the mix. I mean, he's a Lorraine legend.
Well,
so.
It was a good table.
Yeah. You
know? Where's Mad Dog's championship belt, man? I thought he'd have the belt here tonight.
That only comes out on special occasions.
Well, WEOL's a special occasion.
I would think so. But.
Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, congratulations on that great year last year. As I said, kind of ran the table in the pack, got your team back to the postseason. I mean, it was all good stuff. So let's hope 2018 you now build on that.
Thank you guys very much. You know, I say it year in and year out, but what a class act WEOL is and everything that you guys do to cover Lorraine County football. It's you know, we're blessed to have you guys, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks, appreciate
Mike.
The kind words.
Appreciate it.
That's Mike Collier, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. Again, that Clearview Amherst, that opening night game, that'll be streamed, too, on the WEOL mobile app and on WEOL.com.